Now, it's the final stretch of this year's Cycle Alive journey, a 700-kilometre ride from Johannesburg to Durban that's tested endurance, built friendships and united young South Africans from all walks of life. After days on the road, spirits are high, legs are tired and the finish line is in sight. And each day this week, I have been chatting with Rabbi David Hasdan from Yeshiva College, who is the driving force behind Cycle Alive. Rabbi, thanks so much for joining us. What's the mood right now among the riders and support crew, and where are you?
Well, we are beyond exhilarated. By the way, I'm from the Torah Academy.
Oh, I mean Torah Academy. Sorry.
We all work together. We are exhilarated because our feet are on the ground and we are at the Durban Jewish Club, having arrived and celebrating our celebrity status of having arrived and being met by the Jewish Board of Deputies, KwaZulu-Natal, and all the people here. It's a major event, and we're about to be hosted at a dinner.
What time did you cross the finish line?
We crossed the finish line at about 4 o'clock, 4:15, within about 15 minutes of the intended time. But it was a long day because we started at Howick, just where we ended it at the Nelson Mandela capture site yesterday, and then cycled through Howick to Hilton, and then down the hill into Pietermaritzburg, and then we did the Comrades route. And along the Comrades route, we stopped at a school called Etembeni, which is for special needs students, a magnificently run school which we visit every single year, quite famous from the Comrades. And all the students came out, some of them in wheelchairs, some of them with crutches, everyone with a special need that they are dealing with, and with so much joy and happiness, and singing about gratitude that we are able to be here and to have another day. Very moving, beautiful, beautiful songs. We sang, they sang, we danced together, and we left them with stationery that will keep the school going till the end of the year, and beautiful gifts for each child. It was such a heart-rendering, beautiful experience of humanity. It was gorgeous.
Rabbi, any unexpected challenges or moments that stood out to you from this year's ride?
Well, this morning something happened that was totally out, that we'd never experienced before. We were staying at a Midlands, Midlands Meander Hotel just near Howick, and the manager was very kind and courteous. Just as we were leaving this morning, I noticed he was wearing the Star of David, a Magen David. So I asked him, like, why, what is your connection to the Jewish people? He said, well, actually, my grandmother's, we were both Jewish. I said, your mother's mother too? Yes, my mother's mother. Aww. But I lost them when I was a child, and I've been foster reared, and I haven't been to shul since I was 9 years or 8 years old. So we took out the tefillin, and he said, yeah, I know about the black leather straps, and we had a bar mitzvah. This is the first time we celebrated a bar mitzvah on Cycle Alive. First time that he was able to fulfill a mitzvah, and I'm going to stay in contact with him. And who knows why we landed up doing Cycle Alive this year and going through that hotel for the first time. We've never been there, and meet this guy to be able to put on tefillin.
I wanted to ask you, what was the most powerful or emotional moment of this year's journey? Would it be that?
I still think it's like that was a personal, powerful experience, yes. I think the moments of experiencing gratitude at an orphanage where students and children have little less than nothing, and today at Etembeni, we're just clean and beautiful school with teachers very supportive, and these students so grateful for so little that is done for them. That's moving. I get moved to tears. I actually stand there rubbing my eyes because they're singing these beautiful tunes of gratitude. And these are lessons for us because we're often so needy and so demanding. We forget to enumerate and to count our blessings, which is actually one of the themes of this Shabbat. To have an attitude that is of gratitude, that we constantly remember to be grateful, to think about the things that we can say thank you for.
You know, you've mentioned so that almost every day. I think you've mentioned that in every interview we've held this week is the gratitude and the importance of gratitude and how you feel grateful.
Yeah, that really touched us deeply. But then it was also very inspiring to have, it's very coordinated. This is logistically run like a machine. So at Hillcrest, we were met by the Durban Metro Police, who took us on the M13, which is a highway, which we don't use highways. But now with the police, they took us onto the fast lane with five or six motorcyclists. So we really got the sirens, and we've got this feeling that we really are VIPs. And then we came to a certain point, and all the guys got onto bicycles, and we had another 5-10 motorbike. They stopped rush hour traffic in Durban, came down through the city onto the beach front. Many of the students from Soweto and Orange Farm had never been to the sea before. So the first time they're seeing the sea is having ridden down on a bicycle. We had a phone call today. It was the first time we had an incident. We did have a medic with us all the way, but nothing major, just a cut dealt with. And the coordination, the radios that are between the vehicles and telling us that the traffic is and to move aside. And there's the whole coordination of the food, to have food to feed 35 people for 5 days without a refrigerator and without a place to. So all of this takes a lot of technical together, and it worked, and for that we are so grateful.
Rabbi, I'm going to miss talking to you every day. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you and doing the cycle journey with you. Congratulations to you and to all the cyclists on completing another unforgettable Cycle Live journey, and thanks for bringing it alive and making us feel a part of it throughout of the week. All the best from us at High FM and our listeners.